Good morning. You're listening to FordAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Cusick, the president of Bentley Mills. Jim, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. And you?
I'm great. It's good to catch up with you. We haven't done an interview yet, and you've had this role at Bentley for about 10 months on an interim basis and just were named permanent president, right?
Yes, sir. I think I'm in my 9th month right now.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. It is a manufacturing background, which is good because Bentley does manufacture carpet on the West Coast. Looks like you graduated from the University of Florida with an industrial engineering degree and got on with Shaw soon after that and spent 31 and a half years at Shaw, most of it in manufacturing, and spent 15 years at the Tuftex plant that's out there in Southern California. Is that right?
Yes. I had a great time out here and learned a lot about the challenges, but also what that you can get done as well.
All right. Well, congratulations on getting this job permanently. I need to mention real quick, just because it's news today, the guy that you replaced, Jay Brown, was just named the president of Universal Fibers. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I do too. I think Jay did a great job here, and I think he's going to do a great job over there at Universal as well. So yeah. We wish him luck and success.
Most people know Bentley does manufacture carpet on the West Coast, and it's an upper-end brand on the commercial side of the business, known mostly for your carpet tile. Do you still make broadloom carpet out there as well?
Yes, we do make both. We're about 80% tile and 20% on the broadloom as well. And then we also source LVT and Prima Vista wool rug. So it kind of puts together a nice complement that we can offer the industry.
And the fit as far as who buys Bentley's products, Bentley does best in some of the major metro areas. I know in New York you have a big piece of business and you have your own showroom there. So talk about the vertical sectors where you play the most.
Yeah, we've got several showrooms across the country, you know, in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, as you mentioned, and also D.C. and Atlanta. Our largest segment that we take care of is probably the corporate workplace, but then we're also feeling a good growth in the education and the government section as well. That's where we feel like the customers kind of crave performance, durability, and the value. And as of late, we've had a fair amount of success in the convention centers, the stadiums, and the airports, and that's really driven by our strong custom design capabilities.
And how's business now with Bentley?
You know, Kemp, we're seeing that the industry seems to have some lift. We feel good how we're performing within that. Our first 4 months, as compared to our last few years, that we are doing quite well. We are seeing year-over-year growth, and I believe the momentum is real, but we're staying focused on execution as at this point.
You know, I just came back from Starnet last week, and I'm hearing the same thing. So the commercial market continues to offer a little life, and we're seeing some good sales in the office market as well, right?
Yeah, we're seeing a pretty strong back-to-work push, and that seems to be driving a lot of business right now. Our account execs are reporting a lot of interest right now in that part of the market.
Yeah, it was good to see that the Architectural Billing Index was almost 50 this last read. So hopefully this momentum will continue. Who owns Bentley Mills now?
Bentley is owned by Belise, and they operate out of Europe. Lone Star is a private equity, which is the majority shareholder.
Another news item that I just saw from you guys recently was you brought Todd Vandercrook back as an arm's length product designer, and I know he's been working diligently to get you ready for NeoCon this year, coming up next month, right?
Yeah, Todd kind of hit the ground running. We brought Todd back to kind of reconnect the Bentley brand with kind of the proven design leadership that Todd has earned throughout the years. In addition, we also brought on Christine, who I believe you spoke to not too long ago, and she kind of leads the day-to-day and carry the design organization forward. We feel that Christine and Todd are a nice combo.
All right, Jim, so you've got all this background manufacturing and 30-some-plus years in the flooring business. What's your vision for Bentley?
Great question, Kent. You know, when I first joined on with Bentley, one of the things I really wanted to do was just to kind of listen and learn. And then, so I spent a lot of time speaking to a broad swath of Bentley. I reached out across the organization here on site, spent a lot of time speaking with the account execs and the RVPs, and then also reached back to several of the past folks who led us here. And it was important that we protected what made Bentley successful. My real goal is I just kind of want to build a culture of performance and accountability. Bentley's been around for quite a while. We have a lot of loyal folks who work here and just trying to continue to build the team and prepare us for the future of growth.
So you're ramping up for Neocon. I know you've got a showroom on Kinzie. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning to do at Neocon.
You know, we're kind of doing a full reset of the Kinzie showroom. We're going to be much more focused this year. We kind of hope to have a new interactive customer experience that'll highlight that we're a solutions provider for commercial flooring, not just in the carpet tile and the broadloom, but also in LVT and our Prima Vista rugs. And at the show, we'll be highlighting our latest introductions of LVT and rugs, along with Todd's landmark collection. Early feedback has been very good, and we're excited to draw back the curtain and let a lot of other folks see what we got planned.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself, and I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations on being named permanent president of Bentley Mills. Again, been talking to Jim Cusick, the president of Bentley Mills, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaAlley.net.